Well, good morning. We are very blessed today to have the Gideons joining with us. The Gideon organization, if you're not familiar with them, I've been a big fan for a long, long time. And I tell you, first thing I think of every hotel room I've been in or different Bibles that I found in hotels, in hospitals, in jails, to our military personnel. When my unit shipped out to Desert Shield and Desert Storm, bottom of the stairway going up to the plane was a pair of Gideons standing there holding out, handing out Gideon testaments, and I'll never forget it. So it is it's a marvelous organization. It is a grace organization, and that to me also is unique of all the missionaries, of all the organizations around the world, is that when we donate to the Gideons, 100%, 100 pennies out of every dollar, 100% is buying Bibles, right? They're not skimming off the top. They're not admin costs or fees or other things. You know, there are charities that only a small little tiny fraction actually makes it to the purpose, because so much is lost in administrative costs and other fees and whatnot. Gideons don't work like that. The Gideons, they have their own dues. They support their own organization. The members themselves fund their own administrative costs and travel costs and other things, so that it is 100% grace. Like I say, $1 out of every dollar when we donate to the Gideons is going to purchase Bibles. And that's just a powerful thing. And so every so often we're blessed to have a speaker come and present, give us an update on what the Gideons are doing. And this year, our blessing is to have Mr. Chris Prentice, who's with us today, and this is his first time to be with us. And is this the first church you've ever presented, or you've done presentations before? He's done several. Okay, last time, remember, we had Mr. Burt here last time, and we were his very first ever. So we didn't expect anything from him, and we showed him a lot of grace, and we were used to that. But now Mr. Prentice says he's done bunches of these, so... Our expectations are very high, and all right, Mr. Prentice, please bless us.
Thank you, Pastor Bob. I will try to live up to the pressure that has been thrown my way. Thank you very much, Austin Bible Church, for allowing Gideon's International to share with you today a report on what you as Austin Bible Church and you as members of the church have helped us accomplish. As of the end of April, through the history of Gideon's International, which dates back to two men in 1908, we have placed or distributed almost 2.2 billion copies of God's Word throughout the world. It's a lot of Bibles. We are now in 200 different countries and possessions, and we are distributing God's Word in 101 languages. So it's, and we're still working on, there's still a lot of people groups that do not have a copy of the Bible in their language, and we're still working on that and trying to make that better. You look at Isaiah 55:11, it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void without accomplishing the means for which I sent it." That's one of the big verses in Gideon's International. I've been a Gideon since 1996. I love the ministry. It's a great ministry. It's a great way to accomplish its goal. And we just have one goal, and that's to bring men and women, boys and girls throughout the world to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the primary way we do that is by placing and distributing God's Word. My first encounter with the Gideons was as a fifth grader in H.P. Webb Elementary in Olton, Texas, about an hour northwest of Lubbock. I got this little New Testament right here. You know, back then they could go into the classroom and talk to the kids and share with them and hand them their Gideon Testaments one at a time. Doesn't happen much anymore here. Now, you'd be amazed, in other countries, you can still do that. But in the country that boasts the most about freedom, can't do it here. There are very few schools that will even allow you into the building. Most of the time, we're doing those distributions at schools on sidewalks outside. But the kids are getting copies of God's Word, and that's what's important. One of my favorite stories about Gideon's is about hotel Bibles, and I happen to bring an old one with me today. Has anybody not seen one of these? I mean, if you've been to a motel, hotel, almost anywhere, you'll find one in the nightstand. Now, there's a hotel being built in Denver a few years ago, and so the Gideon camp in that area sent one of their members to talk to the new manager for this facility as they were building, and said, you know, we'd like to go ahead and, you know, make arrangements to put the Gideon Bibles in all the rooms. And the manager said, well, you know, we're not going to do that here. That's too much trouble. If we let y'all in, we're going to have to let everybody else put their stuff in. We're not going to do it. So he goes back to his Gideon members and friends, and they pray a little more, and he goes back a few weeks later, and he asks again. And the guy said, you know, we're not going to do that. I just don't see where that's a good idea. We don't want to have to put the Book of Mormon and the Quran and the Bhagavad Gita and everything else in there, so no, we're not going to do it. Well, this is a persistent Gideon. He goes back, and they pray some more. Finally, he comes back, and he asks a third time, and he said, all right, maybe you'll leave me alone if we do this. So on the day that they were dedicating the new hotel, the Gideons came, and they brought all the Bibles, and what they do is they go into the lobby, and they basically stack all the Bibles up in the shape of a cross. They give the first copy to the manager, and they have a prayer and a little service, and then they go room by room and place the Bible in all the nightstands in all the rooms. So they got all that done, and just a few days later on a Sunday morning, the manager calls the Gideon and says, hey, you got to come over right now. He said, what is it? Well, he said, y'all missed a room. He said, well, you know, I really don't think so. I think we did it. He said, you missed a room. You got to come now. Bring me another Bible. So he was getting ready for church. He sent his family on to church. He said, all right, I'll be right over. So he comes over and brings a Bible, and the manager takes him to this one room. He says, go over there and look at the nightstand. He goes and pulls open the drawer in the nightstand, and there where the Bible should have been was a revolver. And so he said, okay, here's your new Bible. Now, we don't mind if people take God's Word from the rooms, because we'll gladly replace them. That's part of what we do. Obviously, someone went in there with one idea and left with another. And that's not unusual. I just read a testimony yesterday. Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells. He found a hotel Bible in a hotel room in 1966. And he began to read it, and he took it. He said he felt guilty about it for a long time, but he read it, and then a few months later he was watching a Billy Graham crusade on TV at home. First day he just kind of watched it. Second day he watched it with a little more interest. The third day, at the end of the telecast, he was on his knees asking Jesus into his heart. Now, that didn't take a lot of root for a long time, because he was dealing with drugs and alcohol and what a lot of performers deal with. But he went into the Betty Ford Center several years later and got reacquainted with his Bible, and suddenly it became a serious thing. And Tommy James is a believer today, and he's in recovery, and he's doing well. And he said, it means something to me now. I'm not hypocritical about it. I live it. So, you know, the hotel Bibles, they work wonders. You ask, who are the Gideons? Gideons are Christian business and professional men, and their wives form the auxiliary. And if anyone is interested in joining Gideons, you can talk to Sam and I after the service, and we can discuss what those qualifications are. And it's a wonderful ministry. Sam's been in it for 19 years. I've been in it for about almost 21. You ask, well, what do you do? Well, we, you know, our purpose, as I said, is to win others to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, primarily through the placement and distribution of God's Word, but also through personal witnessing. And that is to the tune of about 1 million Bibles every 4.5 days. And the need is great. We just learned this week that we're waiting 12 million orders for Bibles overseas, and the top country that is lacking is the Ukraine, and they're asking for 1.3 million copies. People are hungry. People are hungry for God's Word. There are several ways that you as a church can help Gideon's International. One is you can pray for us. We've got Gideon's throughout the world, and we've got camps in probably every one of the 200 countries where we make placements and distributions. And some of them are places that are not the most safe places to be. You can pray for them. You can give to Gideon's International. There's an insert in your bulletin, and if God leads you to give something over and above what your tithe is to your church, because we don't want you to not tithe your church. You can tithe to your church, but if God is leading you to make an offering, there's an envelope in your bulletin insert, and feel free to do with that as the Lord leads. God's doing a lot with Gideon's, one of the other testimonies that I recently came across was that of Mary Kay. Mary Kay is a young child, had an alcoholic father, and life was really rough. And she ran away from home at 15, got with a man that she found out was a criminal. She soon became a criminal. And while in jail in Alabama, she came across a Gideon Bible. And she sat there in her bunk and she started reading. And she read and she started crying. And before she quit reading, she was down on her knees on that hard concrete floor of the jail. And she said, "God, I've done everything. I've messed everything up. I'm going to give you whatever I've got, and it's your turn." She ended up serving quite a bit of time in prison. But when she got out, her love for people who were in prison and had family members in prison, it just grew and grew. And I'm talking about Mary Kay Beard that started Angel Tree Ministries. She passed away just a year ago. But that ministry started from her finding a Gideon Bible in the county jail in Alabama. God's Word is powerful, folks. You don't have to beat anybody over the head with it. You just show them. You make it available to them. They get hungry enough, God will lead them to His Word. We as a Gideon camp here in North Austin, we want to recognize pastors who love our ministry. And Sam, Pastor Bob, if y'all could come up, we have a little presentation we'd like to make this morning. Sam, you'll do the honors.
As Chris has mentioned, we do have the Gideon cards that we really appreciate your faithfully using as a congregation. Those cards last year generated enough monies to purchase 13 million scriptures, and that's more than were distributed across the entire United States, just people regularly using and donating scriptures. And this morning, I would like to present your pastor with one of these cards. And the card says this: "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news." Isaiah 52:7. And then it says, "In honor of Pastor Robert Bolander, 5 Bibles will be distributed by members of the Gideon's International to help transform lives through the Word of God." And it's donated by the Austin North Gideon Camp. And the note says, "The Lord has uniquely enabled you to bless the hearts and minds of many. Thank you for being his faithful servant." And I think we would all agree with that. And let's give your pastor a round of applause.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your faithful support and having us here so often. And we certainly appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Now, these cards are wonderful, and we have the display out there in the foyer. And in fact, this is a great time of year with different graduations, other opportunities to send congratulations and things like that. So please make use of them.